KLJB 90.1 The Eagle. Welcome to Environmental Voices. I'm Marie Rock. Joining me for one more time is Daryl Northbird. What are we going to do today, Daryl?
We're talking about new practices.
Okay.
You know, all of us are well into them, and they're just a way of life for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of our new practices are, we drive cars, we surf the internet, we got cell phones. Basically, it's a lot of technology.
Yep.
And the thing about that is that it definitely removes us from further from nature than anything else. All of our new practices. And the more we get bombarded with unnatural things, the more we get removed from those types of things. It's just like, supermarkets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are totally removed from the kill. And we package it pretty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have to hear this or that, you know, give up its life. We don't have to look into its eyes and where it gives up its life and so that we can go on living.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like that, you know. We're totally removed from that environment. You know, and our new practices, you know, I think we need to put a little bit of discipline in them, you know, maybe, you know, give the reverence for, you know, all the hard work that we've done to, like the wild rice. We talked about wild rice last time. The free rice, that is some hard work.
Yeah.
You know, it's a practice that we practice every year. Blueberry picking, you know, raspberry, berry picking in general.
Mm-hmm.
All that is really hard work. And why should we do it when all we have to do is go to the store and buy it?
Because I think, doesn't like nature's stuff taste better? I know wild blueberries definitely do.
They definitely do, and they don't have all the toxins and things that they, you know, spray on everything.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of people don't even realize this, but let's take a tomato, for example. Picked in a third world country, it is absolutely green. Otherwise, it will not make the trip here.
Mm-hmm.
So the process is that once it gets to the United States, they spray it with formaldehyde to turn it red.
Formaldehyde?
Formaldehyde.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, and that's what we're eating, you know? Once it gets to everybody thinks we're eating something healthy and fresh, you know, you got it all in front of you, you know, your little salad and whatnot, you know, and you got all these toxins and everything. You know, bananas are really bad. They put them in these bags, you know, and they spray them totally down with this chemicals that are so harsh, you know, that when you open up those bags, you cannot have your face over that bag.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
You know, and those get transported into the United States, and that's to kill all the bugs and spiders and everything else that are, you know, attached to those bananas. And those bananas, that skin on them isn't too thick, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes, you know, you give the banana to the little babies, you know, and there's those little babies sucking on the outside of the banana, you know, the banana peel. Be careful.
Strong case for washing your bananas.
Washing everything.
Mm-hmm.
Your peaches, you know, are so absorbent.
Mm-hmm.
They absorb all those toxins and everything inside of them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then even our cows and our pigs and everything, you know, they're stuffed full of all these inoculations and whatnot, you know. Once in a while, you know, our new practices aren't so good, you know.
Yeah.
So once in a while, you know, get out there and go pick that wild rice, you know, and bring it to your table, you know, process and bring it to your table. Go pick them berries.
So if you're getting something like, let's say, just out of the blue here, Georgia peaches or something from the United States, that stuff too?
That stuff too.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yes. Hmm. You know, they spray them with so many pesticides and everything, you know, to keep all the bugs from eating them or entering into them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but little do we realize, you know, that, geez, you know, now we got to eat that too, you know.
Strong case for the farmer's market.
Yes, you know, or grow your own.
I say the farmer's market because I don't know how to grow anything, but anyway.
Well, you know, a new practice that's coming along, you know, is, and it's sweeping the nation is edible landscaping.
Really?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
So you got all this edible landscaping around your house, you know, that you can definitely eat, you know. It's a good thing. It's not a total garden, but it is, the stuff is edible, you know. And even if you can go and look at some of the stuff that's out there right on the ground, you know, plantain is a big one, you know. Flash boil it, and you can eat it, put it in your greens. The dandelion leaves, they're high in the beta carotene and all that kind of stuff, you know. And that's really good because those are cancer-killing agents that are in those.
Aren't those in a lot of salads, too, and those silly little bags of all those different kinds of salad leaves in there? I think they have dandelion ones in there.
They could be.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I know they grow kale and all that kind of stuff now, you know. But once again, you know, all this stuff is free right out in your backyard.
Yeah, okay. But wouldn't you suggest, like, somebody that knows what to look for or what they're doing?
Exactly. Safety first.
Especially with mushrooms.
Well, yeah. I kind of stay away from them, steer clear altogether. Even the morels. You know, I kind of steer clear from any of the mushrooms. You know, I'm not a big mushroom eater to begin with.
I love mushrooms, but I'm too terrified to try it. There's too many horror stories out there.
There is, you know. Wash it. Be sure you wash your food, even if you get it from, you know, out there. You know, if you're picking it, you know, coming in, make sure that you wash it very good, very well.
Okay.
Yeah, and before you consume it. But, you know, our new practices are, like I said, you know, are the technologies, you know, and they're removing us from a lot of the things. And, you know, turning on that light switch, you know, we've lost a lot of skills. We lost how to make a fire, you know, how to make shelter.
Yeah.
You know, how to go get our own food, cure our own food. We've lost a lot of things just for that light switch, you know. And that's a new practice.
Wow. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah. So, you know, here we are, you know, in the middle of all these, and I was talking about this earlier, about all the choices that we have. We have many of them. The good thing about the older practices, you know, what I'm telling you, the skills that we lost, is that right now a lot of people are going for the ancient skills.
Really?
Just to have them. We're not losing them completely.
Okay.
They want to preserve them just to have them. It's like a hobby type thing for a lot of people.
Okay.
So that's pretty interesting, you know, that they would choose that. The ancient skills, you know. I think that everybody's not only that, everybody's impressed with them, you know.
Yeah. Most definitely. Okay. All right. Well, Daryl, I want to thank you for coming in and giving us your perspective on a lot of these things for the environment, from practices to downright self and family and that type of thing to the world. That was pretty interesting. But I definitely would like to thank you for coming in and sharing that with us.
You're welcome.
You will come back again sometime soon, I hope.
I will.
Awesome. All right. Hey, that's going to wrap up another edition of Environmental Voices for KOJB 90.1 The Eagle. I'm Marie Rock.